can I invite you then, since I am in you? Or where could you come from in order to come into me? To what place outside heaven and earth could I travel so that my God could come to me there, the God who said, I fill heaven and earth? So then, if you fill heaven and earth, does that mean that heaven and earth contain you? Or, since clearly they cannot hold you, is there something of you left over when you have filled them? Once heaven and earth are full, where would that remaining part of you overflow? Or perhaps you have no need to be contained by anything, but rather contain everything yourself, because whatever you fill, you contain, even as you fill it? The vessels which are full of you do not lend you stability, because even if they break, you will not be split. And when you pour yourself out over us, you do not lie there split, but raise us up. You are not scattered, but gather us together. Yet all those things which you fill with the whole of yourself. Should we suppose, then, that because all things are incapable of containing the whole of you, they hold only a part of you, and all of them the same part? Or does each thing hold a different part, greater things larger parts, and lesser things smaller parts? Does it even make sense to speak of large